A bird sang this song to me. There was a message in its melody. Sweetest lyrics that I ever heard. There's a message in the songs of birds. Tomorrow is another day. Living is the only way. Tomorrow's gonna ever come. Listen to the words of the song. Everything gonna be alright. Everything is gonna be.
Welcome to A Sip of Inspiration. I'm Stephanie Wilson Coleman, known as the Empowerment Doctor. And I want to thank you all for being here with me today doing this live podcast. Now, I'm going to do a little bit of housekeeping and some updates, and then we will get on with the show. So if you're watching this now, fortunately, you're watching it live on Facebook and YouTube. You are not on Instagram because we had a problem with our connection, but we will be sure that it is posted to Instagram after this session is over. So with that being said, remember to run out to champagneconnection.com where you will find all kind of merchandise. You will also find videos of the podcast previously, and you can run over to YouTube channel and find that. Be sure you like it and tell your friends, because you know we're doing some good work and giving you some great tips around here, and we want you to share it. I have to thank my sponsor, Rise, because they have actually sponsored every episode since we started the podcast back about 4 years ago. So when you need a supply company to rise to your needs, call Resource Industrial Supply and Equipment. So hopefully you have that. Now, you know, when you listen to me, pen and paper are a must. Okay, so I'm going to let you do that. Get some pen and paper. You can send some comments in, and I promise I'll try to get to them. So if you see me looking away, it's because I have to click the comments button up in the right corner so that I can get your comments. And those of you who are watching it on Facebook, I'll be checking into Facebook to see if there are comments for this. So with that being said, joining me tonight is the author of The Joyful Fix Blueprint. Now, I love that title. Okay. I think it's absolutely fantastic. So you have got to hang with me through this entire episode because we are going to ask Farzin a lot of questions. So now I'm going to turn it over to him to let you tell you who he is, what he does, and where you can find him.
Thank you, Stephanie. I'm Farzin Mazinani, and I'm so excited to be here with you tonight and going through some deep discussion tonight. So I'm just looking forward to it. And I'm an author of the book called Joyful Fix, and I'm a coach and mentor, and I do transformational coaching and joyfulness and bring people to just express the true self that is within them, because we are all having that gem inside us that is ready to spread out, but there are some blockages. So what I do for people, so I remove a couple of those blockages. It might be emotional or mental or whatever that is, to let the shine out of them. And it is transformational for them, and it's transformational for me, because I get most of the satisfaction out of this process.
Well, you're being a little modest too. So my notes say that you are an emotional code certified practitioner and a transformational coach. Is that correct? See, he didn't mention that part. So we're going to talk a little bit about all of this so that you all can become acquainted with him just like I am. So how did you get into this? What made you decide that you wanted to go this route in helping individuals heal their life so that they can have the life that they dream about?
So have you ever had that experience that you face some challenge at the time? It's so pressing, affects your life. But later on, you find that was the thing that you needed at the time, and that was the most blessing that you could have, but you find it later, not at the time. So I had one of those moments a few years back, maybe 20 something years back. I hurt my back at work, the place that I was working, and I had that severe pain with me for a long time, for 15 years. And so I tried different things. So I went to therapies, different tests like MRI to find the source of it, different specialists, medications, whatever you name it. I couldn't find a solution for that. Every week I would go with the frozen back, and I had to go through some more therapy, physiotherapy and massage or something to release the tension. Mm-hmm. So it took me about 15 years, and it was so frustrating for me because nobody could tell me what is the reason for that. When you have an injury, after a while, you usually get healed. So what is behind the thing? So I met a friend of mine, and she offered help, and she said, I probably can help you. I said, I don't think so. I've been through all the specialists I could get hang up on, and then nobody could help me. So how can you help me? She said, let's have a phone conversation, phone session. So I agreed, because that was, I would try everything at the time. So we had that session, and she went through some protocols, and she said that there are some emotional blockages when you have those experiences. It is not just physical, it's emotional as well. For me, for example, I lost my job because of that, and I was supporting my family, so I didn't have a good feeling about it. And so she said that sometimes those blockages stay with you as a kind of trapped emotion. And so she released those trapped emotions, and she said that you probably feel better. So I felt better. I thought it's going to be a week or so. I'm going to get it back. But it never happened. And I got healed. As soon as we had that session, and we had another session as well for releasing what she called at the time. She said that there is a heart wall, that sometimes we use those trapped emotions to create a wall around our heart to protect our heart, but that can stay with us as well. So she released those, and then I was healed. And I was amazed as well, not only healed, amazed as well, because I didn't know what was happening. You know, it was impossible for me, for the analytical mind that I had. It didn't make sense. So I started digging in. When she was doing those sessions, she said that you have the talent to do that as well. So that triggered something in me. I can do that for people. So I started studying and going through the certification process under Dr. Bradley Nelson, and got the certified in emotion code, and started helping people. And so it basically changed my life. So that accident that I thought was accident, I found out later there is no accident. So that created something big for me, in life-changing shift in my life. And that is what I'm offering to people too. So it's so satisfying for me right now doing this work.
That's fantastic. I do have a question. You're sure. Right, there are no accidents in our life, but people don't believe that. So how do people react to you when you say, well, there are really no accidents in your life? Everything that happens to you comes to show you something, teach you something. So how do you help people with that concept?
So it's a mindset shift.
Okay.
What I mean is, you can choose between those two scenarios. Mm-hmm. One is you feel that life is harsh. Life is there to get you. We are in a situation that everyone can harm us anytime and there's a lot of accidents. We have to be careful and stuff like that. So that is what the mindset that we normally have, you know, life is harsh. But the other way to look at life is if we change our mindset to life is my friend, life is friendly, life is supportive, then what happens? That mindset shift triggers a lot of things. For example, whatever happens, you know that a friend is offering something to you. Even if you don't see it like that at the time, you know when you have a best friend and she or he gives something to you, some experience, you know that friend wants you to grow, wants you to just be better stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You trust that person. So if we trust life like a friend, then big shifts happen, you know. That is the example of how I wrote my book as well. So that is another story. Do you want me to tell that story?
Yes, and I'm making a note to trust life like you trust your best friend. Yeah. And I think that's incredibly important. So people at home listening, try to start now trusting life as if it's your best friend. So yes, so we want to hear stories. We want to know how to integrate the emotional code in our own lives. We want to know how do you do belief clearing. We are incredibly interested in all of that.
Sure. So the story of my book goes back to last year. I went skiing, and I've been skiing for maybe more than 40 years. I'm a good skier. And I never had that any problem with the skiing, but this time in January, I went there and I was with my brother and my son. We were going down the hill and we passed the steep slope and we were on this flat surface almost. And all of a sudden, I went down, fell down. And it was not normal for me to just fall down like this. It was like getting hit by lightning or something like that. It was very odd. So I was flat on the ground. I tried to get up and I noticed I can't move my left arm. And so what happened was I broke my shoulder. And there's a bone in the shoulder called scapula. It's a very big bone. And when I went to the specialist, when he was examining the results, he said that I've only seen this kind of breakage, breaking the bone, fracture on the bone, only in the car accidents. How could you manage to break that bone? And that was the time that triggered something in me, that is a special moment in my life, because life is my friend. That I had that mindset that life is my friend. So it's a valuable gift that I'm receiving from that friend. So what is in that box that I just received? So I started opening the box to see what is inside, going deep. And then I found out that I have an urge to use my right arm because I couldn't use my left arm. But I still could use my right arm. So I said that now that I can't do anything else, I'm going to use my right arm. I started writing. And I noticed something that when I'm writing, I'm forgetting about all the pain that I'm experiencing. Because at the time, I had to take a lot of painkillers to just be able to act normally because there was a big fracture and they couldn't cast it because it had to be healed by itself and those kind of things. So I couldn't do anything about it. I had those pain. But when I was writing, I couldn't feel the pain. So I was in the basement for 12 hours, 14 hours, writing and writing and writing. After a couple of weeks, I had my manuscript, a lot of writings that I had. So I sent it to the publisher. The publisher said that we can't publish this. I said, why? They said, it's too much. We can't fit all that in one book. So it has to be a series or something like that. So I started cutting it down almost to the half. And then I noticed something. And when you have those kind of moments that you forget about time and space, the information that you are relaying is not from your mind, from your brain. It's coming from somewhere else. That is the definition of being in a zone. And so I experienced that because I knew about it. I never had firsthand experience about it. So I started experiencing while I was writing the book, I started experiencing it, and that was very good. And I was able to publish the book in a very short period of time. So that was the gift that I was looking for. So I opened up the package that life gave me as my friend, and I found that book inside.
So when you work with others, what are some of the common challenges you hear from people? You know, because I know there's a lot of things we're going through, but generally I find that there's just some common things. So what sort of common challenges do you find?
So if we look at a car, the car has four tires. And if one of the tires are flat, we cannot drive far. Because the tire is flat. It doesn't matter which tire is that, front, right, or the back, the rear car, right, rear tire, whatever. We cannot drive away. We cannot drive far. So we have four main aspects in our life, which is health, wealth, relationships, and happiness. Those are those four tires. And sometimes one of those tires are low or flat, and it creates an imbalance. So we have to find out which one applies to us. Because most of the time, there is one of them that is dominant. We might have health problems. We might have relationship problems, problems with wealth or happiness. So it's usually one of those. And we have to start from the one that is flat, not the ones that are running fine. So we have to find that first. And then we have to just go a little bit deeper, because that is just the effect. Those four things are all effects. We have to find the cause for those. For example, for the relationship. Relationship to me is an effect. What is the cause of a good relationship? If I have the self-love for myself, if I don't blame myself, if I don't go over the shame and those kind of things, have the self-love and understanding towards myself, that shines through and goes out as a good relationship. So that is the cause, and the effect is the relationship. The same thing is for wealth. What is the cause for the wealth? If I create something valuable, creating value leads to wealth. So the source of the wealth is creating value. So that is the cause. And the same thing goes for health. Usually there's some imbalance in our body or something like that that creates that kind of health issue. Mm-hmm. So we have to go and find that cause, focus on the cause.
Okay.
And the effect is going to be there. And for the happiness as well, if we have that inner joy with ourselves, with no reason, because what is the difference between happiness and joy? To me, happiness needs a reason, but joy doesn't. So if we find that joy within ourselves, happiness is the effect. So we are going to be happy. So it is different for every person. Is different. That's why I created a quiz for people so they can find out which aspect of their life is a little bit lower on the scale than the other ones. So if people are watching this show and I know that they might be wondering which aspect is that that they have to focus, if they go to joyfulfix.com/quiz, then there's a quiz. So they can participate in that. There are 20 questions, 5 questions for each section, for each tire.
Basically. Each tire, okay. Yeah.
And then they find out the results, and it's a free quiz that they can participate in and find out what's happening in our life, because the quality of our life depends upon all 4 of those. Imagine that you have the best relationship, best wealth, but your health is missing. You don't have the quality of life that you're looking for. Every one of those aspects are important by itself, and all of them just are working together, you know. That's why I created that quiz, you know, to be something that people can participate and have fun and find out more about themselves and those kind of things.
On the average, where do you find the low tires? Is it health, wealth, relationship, or happiness?
Believe it or not, it is the relationships. Because everything starts from there. If you have a good relationship with yourself, that is more dominant one, then everything else stems from there. And I mentioned about the heart wall. Sometimes we have a situation that is not healthy in our relationships. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we have those traumas. Mm-hmm. We have those kind of moments with others. And then our heart is very sensitive. So we just try to protect it. The magnetic wave that comes off the heart is many times stronger than the electromagnetic wave that comes from our brain. And that's why we want to protect that organ. We want to protect our heart. What we do is that we just grab those kind of trapped emotions that we have, and we build a wall or a chamber around our heart. It's like being in a war, and then there are just fighter jets shedding bomb or something like that. We go to the shelter, and then now the war is over, but we are still living in a shelter. It's not a good feeling. So that is what we do. We normally do that. And I remember when I was a kid, I was so playful and I was so happy. And then I went to school and I became a different person. You know, see, when you're a kid, everything is provided and you are happy. Your family, your parents and are providing everything for you and stuff. And then you go to school, you're pushed around and you have to sit down straight and you have to do the homework, things that you're not used to. And then you feel that life is not my friend anymore. So there is a switch. So I had that moment, you know, I became a different person. I just closed up. And then what happened was I was able to open up again after that session that I had with that person, you know, after my injury, because she just grabbed those walls, smashed those walls, and I became playful again, back to my childhood state of happiness and so on. So it was a very transformational experience for me. And based on the tests that he's done, most people, more than 90-something percent, people have that kind of heart wall. So when we have that heart wall, it affects the whole aspects of our life. It affects our health, it affects our happiness, and it affects our wealth, believe it or not, and everything. So it is, that is, if you're asking about something dominant that is affecting everything else, that is my answer.
So how can people rectify that? How can you heal the heart and bring that wall down? If that's the major cause, what are people doing to keep it up? And then how do you get it? How do you release it?
Yeah, that's a good question. So it is usually by someone who is trained to remove that kind of heart wall. It is done through those kind of sessions, the healing sessions and those kind of things. But if I don't have access to those kind of things, what can I do? So we can start that process by a protocol that I've created. It is called RISE. So it has four words. R is recognizing your priorities. So we have to recognize our priorities. Just like that, remember that car that one of the tires are flat? That is, the flat tire is the priority. And sometimes we have to look deep to see what I'm facing, what I'm experiencing, what are my self-talks, what are my emotions that trigger, and those kind of things. We have to recognize those. And it is not an easy thing to do, because so a lot of times we block everything that is related to us. You know, everybody else is saying, I have this problem, but I don't want to accept it, you know. So we block everything that is related to us. But sometimes we have to just go a little bit deep and recognize those. So R stands for recognizing priorities. And then when we recognize those, I stands for integrating acceptance. So we have to know that by accepting those kind of problems that we have, we are shifting our consciousness. We are not pushing them away, because when you push something away, it gets stronger. But when you embrace them, that is the point that shifts start to happen. So we are embracing them. We are integrating them, integrating acceptance towards them. You know, acceptance is very important to me, because we start from there. Because, you know, if I take the full responsibility for something, then I have all the power to change it. But if I say that I have 99% responsibility, but that 1% is somebody else, then what happens is that we push all the blame to that 1%.
Right.
That is not ours, and it's not my fault or something like that. But if we accept 100% of the responsibility, then I have the power to change it. So the second stage is the I, which is integrated acceptance. What about the third one? So the third one is S, which is shedding blockages. So we know that there are some blockages in there that is preventing us to move forward. So we have to recognize those. So we can ask this question: what is the belief that I have that is not letting me to be at my target right now? So there is an emotion, there is a belief or something. There is something that is not letting us to be at the point that we want to be. So we can ask those kind of questions and find out what they are. And then when we find out what they are, we start the process all over. We start from the recognition and we go to the integration and acceptance. And that kind of acceptance towards your blockages helps you to dissolve those.
Okay, I've got a question though. You know, when people go through those kinds of sessions and they're trying to figure out what the blockage is, then when they do, they don't know what to do about it. So what are some steps people can take to start to even identify what the blockages are? Because, you know, a lot of times you go through those, you go through those deep sessions and you say, well, I don't have any blockages, but you have some blockages because life is telling you you have some blockages. So how do they recognize those? And then what steps can they take to make sure that they can answer that question? What is the blockage? Because people generally, well, we aren't accustomed to thinking about it that way, for one. Yep. Okay. So when you start to think about it, they don't have a clue as to what they're asking. So what are some of the blockages that they could be experiencing?
So it is usually a emotional or mental blockage. So mental blockage is the belief that we have, the self-talk.
Okay.
I don't deserve to be just to have this or that or something. We all have those kind of self-talks. And sometimes it's hidden. Sometimes we just say it aloud. So, and we have to have a journal and write down our self-talks.
Okay, so say that again. You're listening to this program. We want you to have a journal. It doesn't have to be fancy. Have a journal and write down your self-talks.
Yeah. So self-talk is revealing. So it shows what is happening inside you that is coming to the surface. And then you find out those kind of things. What do you do with those kind of blockages that is preventing you from moving forward? You accept them. You don't push them away. You just hug them, thank them, because they are there to get you, to make you stronger. It is like moving up in a mountain. So your treasure chest is behind my mountain, somewhere in the ground. So you have to move and go to the top of the mountain and come down to be able to get access to that treasure chest. And then there's a reason that is behind that that mountain, because it's going to be hidden from everybody else. So nobody can get access to that except you. So that mountain is your friend. You have to just appreciate it. You have to thank it that it's there, so you can go up the mountain and down and dig it and just grab the treasure chest and open it up. And there's a gift. There's a valuable gift in there. So I believe in the law of magnetism. Okay. And the law of magnetism says that opposites attract. So we usually say that everything with the same frequency attract, they attract each other and stuff like that. So we have to match our frequency with whatever we want. That's all said and done. But I think behind the law of attraction is the law of magnetism. Opposites attract. It means that when there is something substantial as negative in my life, attached to it is something substantial and big that is positive. You're attached to each other. Mm-hmm. So if I see the negative side right now, if I be able to expand my consciousness and accept that negativity, I don't push, because if I push that away, I push negative with the positive. They are all gone. Mm-hmm. But if I embrace it, it helps me to go through to the other side, because I'm hugging it, you know, hugging and loving something. Mm-hmm. Gets you closer to that. And then you can penetrate and go to the other side. The gift is there, you know?
Yes. That is fantastic. Now, is it often people have more than one blockage? Do you find it that sometimes all four tires are flat? What do you do?
Yeah, there are blockages that are affecting all four tires. So usually, so in the emotion code modality that I practice, we test people, and usually people are carrying more than 200 of those blockages, the emotion trapped emotions. So there are different sorts of trapped emotions, and they happen very easily. For example, fear. You might have that moment in your life that you're not comfortable with the situation that you're facing, and you have that fearful experience. And then your energy is low, so you attract that fear as a ball of energy, and it gets stuck somewhere in your body, and you carry that. For example, you might have depression. You might have just different sorts of emotions. So some of them are related to the past, some of them are related to the future, and it can be all sorts of emotions.
Okay.
And so, and you capture them easily. For example, you're driving and somebody cuts you off in the traffic and you get mad, and you're coming back from work and you're tired and stuff. You get mad, you start swearing and those kind of scenarios. And then that anger gets trapped in your body, and then you carry it for a lifetime, you know? And we carry all those blockages, and then they are slowing us down. So that can affect a lot of things. It can bring down your immune system, gives you health issues. It can affect your relationship, affect your happiness, different things. They can do different things. But when we remove that, those kind of barriers, it's like, imagine a balloon, hot air balloon. There are some sandbags in there. Mm-hmm. And you drop those sandbags, the balloon goes up higher and higher.
Mm-hmm.
So that is happening to people when we start dropping those kind of trapped emotions. It's a very interesting phenomenon.
So do you find that with some people, you have to use more than one modality in order to get to the problems to clear it out?
Yes, yeah. Because, you know, on the emotion code practice, I do the work for the people and release those kind of emotions and those kind of things. But sometimes I need them to shift in consciousness as well. It's not just I do the work and they are fine. Mm-hmm. So that's why I have something that I have created myself that is basically a protocol that I use to help people to get along with those changes in their mindset. Because as we discussed before, when we shift our perspective, everything shifts, everything changes. I give you an example. The example is for success. When I ask people what is the meaning of success, most people usually say, so reaching a target, getting something that we want, receiving something that we want. We have a goal. When we reach that goal, we are successful. And then when I was thinking about it, I noticed that if I have that definition, what happens is that I'm going to be miserable most of the time, because most of the time I'm not at that goal.
Yeah.
So I started changing that definition. So now my definition for success is moving towards a valuable goal with joy and ease. So when I'm moving towards that goal, that is the definition of success. So that way I can be successful most of the time, you know?
Yes.
So mindset shift is very important, along with the changes in the energy in the different aspects of our body. the energy and stuff, we have to be able to just expand our consciousness as well. That's why I've created Joyful Fix Quantum Healing modality. So I'm using it when I just do the sessions for people, along with the other stuff that I do, I use that as well.
So is that modality, how does it work? Is it works like, you know, because there's so many modalities around. So how does this one work?
So this one helps you to see the things from a different perspective.
Okay.
Because, you know, in quantum physics, we have something called observer effect. And we know all, and we have seen and heard about it, that when we see an experiment, we can, yes, the observer can change the results. When there is observer, the way that light reacts is different from wave to particle and stuff like that. So it changes, you know, it depends on the observer. So our observation towards ourselves can determine what is happening to us. So that is very important. When you wake up in the morning and say that I'm gonna have the best day of my life today, a lovely day, and I'm gonna be happy and joyful, and you can even imagine that you're going back to bed, the day is over, you're going back to bed and you are so happy and joyful. So you start your day like that. It's totally different than you start your day miserably and as the way that we usually start our day. We are not in the mood and we are tired and stuff. So we can make those shifts, observe life with a different perspective, with a different set of lens.
You're right. When you wake up, as I say, oh my God, I can't wait to explore some new stuff today. That's a different day than, oh my God, I'm still tired. And when I'm still tired, I go back to sleep. I don't know about the rest of you all. And then I say, okay, I'm going to wake up and try it again. So how many people, so how long are the sessions with you? And about how many people have you helped heal their lives?
So there are a lot of people. I don't remember how many, because there are lots of people on a daily basis that I help and stuff. But the sessions are normally around an hour. And usually people need maybe four sessions to just see those big changes happen in their life or something like that. So it's not in a short period of time you can see those big shifts.
That's really fantastic. I mean, four sessions in an hour each. So taking it back to your car analogy with the tires, we spend 1 hour on each tire and you've got some answers and you know exactly what to do to move forward. So I think that is pretty impressive. So what has been one of your most severe cases? Don't call any names, rename the people to protect the innocents.
So weird cases. Yeah, there have been some people dealing with something that they couldn't get out of. For example, addiction is one of those things that is very sticky. And so I've been able to help people with that, to recover from those kind of things. Or sometimes it's a health issue like cancer or something like that. So we all know that our body is equipped with something spectacular. Mm-hmm. It is called immune system. When immune system is operating at its normal level, it can battle everything. Because the number of pathogens, the bacteria and viruses in our body, believe it or not, is even more than the number of the cells that we have in our body.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we have 70 billion cells in our body, and the number of those kind of things outnumber the number of cells. You know, we are living in those kind of scenarios. We all have cancer cells and those kind of, but our immune system is protecting us from getting ill or something like that. But sometimes the immune system is not working optimally. It is not at its optimized level. And in most cases, people might think that if I take this vitamin, if I take this supplement, it can help my immune system. It can help, but just maybe a couple of percent.
Right.
Increase the optimal level. But the problem is that when I test people, I notice that most people have their immune system under their 30% level or something like that. So when it is like that, and when it goes under 10%, then big problems start to surface. And so what I do is I remove those kind of trap emotions, whatever that is related to, whatever that is related to something that is bringing that immune system down. I just find those in their subconscious mind, because subconscious mind is like a database.
Okay. And
all the information is there. If we be able to connect to the subconscious mind, we can find those, the root cause. We are working on the root cause. We find those root causes and then release those. And then the immune system goes up higher and higher and higher. So I had some cases that people had those kind of weird experiences with tumors and those kind of things, but it was healed after a few sessions. And they went to the doctor, and doctor couldn't find the tumors anymore, and they were transformed and they were happy, and it's life-changing, you know.
But and the doctor's confused.
It's not me. I was explaining them. It's not me doing that. It's your immune system that is just cleaning everything out, because it's now working at the optimal level. You know, it's very interesting.
So are your sessions in person, or can they be done over the phone? How do you do your sessions?
Yeah, they are usually on the phone. So
okay.
Because we are all in the soup of energy connected to each other. It is something that is tested. It is scientific. There are books written about it by doctors, and they have tested those kind of things. We all are connected somehow in that consciousness, the soup of energy, and it can be done through the phone. And that is something that I was wondering about when I experienced it at first too. You know, remember I had that first session, and I was wondering how this is happening, because I had all those pain and it's gone just through a phone call. How is it happening? And that made me to go and find the things and go get the certifications, go and start practicing on people. And then you still don't believe it until you do it yourself, and then you see the effect on people, then your consciousness starts to shift, you know, that belief comes. Yeah.
So how can people contact you?
So my website is joyfulfix.com. It's an easy one to remember, joyfulfix.com. And then, there is a contact page on that website. So it's joyfulfix.com/contact. And then in there, I have a feature on my website that people can start recording their voice in there. So they can go to the contact page, mm-hmm. and there's an instruction. They can record their voice, and they can start talking about whatever they are facing, the symptoms. The symptoms are important. We don't want to block the symptoms. We want to use the symptom to find the root cause, you know?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. So the symptoms are important. So they can start talking about the symptoms that they are facing in our life. It might be physical, it might be emotional, it might be mental. Whatever it is, they can talk about it. And then I get back to them with a free consultation. I just go over the scenario that they have, try to help them as much as I can during that free session. And then we just decide if we want to proceed with the next step, or they want to do it themselves. It's up to them, you know, but I provide that free consultation for people. So they have more option, you know, they have another option that might not be available, because sometimes people are having some problems. I've recently had a lot of people dealing with depression and anxiety, mm-hmm. and they've been taking those medications for years. For example, there was a lady who was taking the medications for 15 years. And so when those medications came, those companies said that this medication is designed to be used for not more than 6 months. But people get used to it, get addicted, and they start using it.
Mm-hmm.
So she was using it for 15 years. And it was affecting everything because it blocks all the emotions, good and bad. It blocks everything. And then she had a lot of problems with the family and relationships. So we started a couple of sessions, and she said that, "I don't feel like taking those medications anymore." I said that, "You've been taking it for a long time. Just go slow, reduce it."
Right.
"No, I don't want to do that. I just want to drop them out." So she dropped all those medications. I don't recommend it to anybody. Everybody, but sometimes you feel that you don't need it anymore, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then she did that, and she was fine after that. She has been happy since, and I'm just so glad that those kind of things happen for people, you know. And what I want to mention is sometimes we feel stuck, we feel that we're at the end of the road, mm-hmm. there is no solution. But what I'm telling to the viewers right now is there are options available. We might not know about it right now, but there are options. So if you feel stuck, if you feel at the end of the road, if you feel cornered with the situation that you have at hand, just go to that page and record your voice, and we have a free consultation, and maybe there is a solution for your problem.
Well, I want to thank you very much for all this information. I think it is fantastic. And I love the analogies of the four tires, because it's easy to think of in your mind. So if one tire is flat, it's putting all the pressure and work on the other three tires. So there is some urgency that we need to recognize and get that tire fixed. So yeah. Again, it is joyfulfix.com.
Yeah.
And his book is, name of your book again, and where they can get it.
It's Joyful Fix. I have the book in That's here. Right.
Thank you.
So, yeah.
Yes, yeah, right there. So, okay.
Yeah, cool. It's Joyful Fix, how to break free from stagnation and move forward in life. That is the subtitle.
That's right. So you all feel free to go out and get the book. As he said, go to his website and you can get a free consultation. And I encourage you to do that, because these modalities do work, and you'll be surprised how much better you'll feel after that. So I want to thank you for joining me today. And as we close, as I always say, May this day offer you just what you need in each unfolding moment. I want you to be inspired, and until further notice, just celebrate everything. Do not go gently into that good night. I want you to find a hero worth dying for and take it and be the person that you're waiting for. Make today so awesome that yesterday gets jealous, and above all else, do it your way. And remember, I can do anything with the right pair of shoes. I'm Stephanie Wilson-Coleman, the Empowerment Doctor, and thank you for joining us on this session of A Sip of Inspiration. And as I always say, life is too short to drink cheap champagne. So you guys, be sure you look up the website and look up the book and get busy getting your life healed. So thank you all very much for joining us.
Cheap champagne, so I decided to buy me.